My daughter, who is 21, a year ago or so, when I was in Memphis, the church is set up where the piano is. I would play when I was in town every other week kind of thing. And one Sunday during the Eucharistic prayer, I could see her at a distance, and she's reading the bulletin during the Eucharistic prayer. And so she comes over, and the communion line, and it comes in front of the piano. So here comes the communion line, here comes Dominica, and she's over there, and she waves at me. Hi, I'm here. I can turn into my mother in seconds. So she comes over to me after Mass, she gives me that teenage thing. What? What did I do? I said, you're reading the bulletin during the Eucharistic prayer. So? I said, that's important. It's an important part of the Mass. You need to be reverent, paying attention. Well, why? I said, so I had to explain to her what that meant to me. And so what happened through all of this process, you know, it's all coming to be, I realized as a parent, I can't give my children faith. I can only show it to them. That the one thing God cannot do is force you to love God back. It's a choice. And it's the same thing with faith. And sometimes, you know, when we look at the world and all the problems, this kind of stuff, that, you know, people, when they can't fit it in their head, sometimes they don't choose faith. And so we have to be these living signs because, you know, those of us that are Catholic, without faith, how can you enter into the worship? That, I'm telling you, once you start to believe and have faith in something, like the Eucharist and the sacramental life of our church, it does affect you, even through all your struggles and all that kind of stuff. But I think it makes you kinder and more compassionate and more like Jesus, because that's truly who we want to be. You know, I'm not Catholic because of a priest or a pope or a hierarchy. I'm Catholic because of Jesus. That's why I come to church. Amen. That's why I go to church, because my faith means so much to me, because I know, and those of you that know me, I don't always make good choices. And without faith, how do you get through the most difficult times of your life? And I thought to myself, you know, that a lot of my friends are go to other churches and they have altar calls and that kind of stuff. And you know, the reality of coming to communion isn't awkward. You come and you say, I believe. And we go back, and we're supposed to be changed just a little bit to recognize that now this living Christ that lives with us. And so I realized that faith was an important part of coming to communion. And so I thought of that song, Come Only Faithful, that we only sing at Christmas. And I kind of took a little spin on that and do this a lot at communion. Come only faithful, come with your cares. Come only faithful, with all that life bears. Come with your tears. Come with your fears, God is present. Come and adore Him. Come and behold Him. Come now, receive Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. God present among us, with mercy and justice. Come on, faithful.
This is what you say. Take this and eat. Wash another's feet. Remember me. Come back and don't heed. Come and behold me. Now you've received him. Go be Christ to the world. God present among us with mercy and justice. Come all ye faithful.